Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Fresh from Mayo, Darren Frehels here. Shelburne.
Pretty incredible stuff last night. Again, another twist. Not an unexpected one, because Shamrock Rovers seem to be that team, Gavin, that are coming like a steam train and looking to make it 5 League of Ireland titles in a row.
How are Shelburne still top of the table?
They are remarkably still there, despite a major blip now. 2-0, they lost to Shamrock Rovers last night. And for Rovers, I guess it just breathes new life into their title charge. The goals came from Jack Byrne, Neil Ferrugia. So they're top of the table. They're on 54 points. Rovers are 2 behind them, okay? 3 games to go for both of them. Derry are 3rd on 50 points. They have 2 games in hand.
And one of them
is against Shelburne, last game of the season. At Galway, they're hanging in there, 50 points. And even St. Pat's and Sligo Rovers, they're actually on 40s. Technically, if there was a major upset altogether, you know. But at this stage, it's I wouldn't like to guess that one, how it's going to finish out. Quite the journey for Rovers this season. The director of football, Steve McPhail, has been telling Tony O'Donoghue that the return to full fitness of key players gives them a real shot of making it league title number 5.
I think it was a massive performance from the group, though, in general, because there's a lot of pressure in that game. I think you mentioned before the game, if you lost, might have been dead and buried, but we felt if we get the win, we're banging this, and we look forward to the next 3 games. Well, listen, we've at the start of the year, we had probably 8 players training at one stage, and now we're only looking like Trevor Clark and Rory Gaffney are the only 2 unfit. So we've got quality throughout the squad, so we need to use that with games every few days.
2 points off the top now, but you've got Drogheda, Dundalk and Waterford. You have to win them all, do you think, to win this league again?
Listen, we haven't really spoke about it. We'll concentrate and draw the next one. We know how mad this league has been this season. So next one, tick it off and let's see where it takes us.
It's doable now, though, isn't it?
I think there's probably 4 or 5 teams all think it's doable. So we're in it. And we've been here before. We have huge experience in there, so let's look forward to the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, bit of a break now with the internationals taking place, so we won't have any action for a couple of weeks. Rovers going for 5 league titles in a row. We got a 5-goal thriller in the Sports Direct FAI Cup semi-final yesterday. Drogheda came from behind to beat Wexford 3-2. What a game that was. Twists and turns there galore. They'll play Derry City in the final on the 10th of November. In the Premier League, Manchester United and Aston Villa played out a scoreless draw. Last week, we were here in this very studio and we were talking about it being a big week for United manager Erik ten Hag. Well, his team managed 2 draws in that week, one against Porto and the other one yesterday against a really out of sorts Aston Villa. Their best player, I think this pretty much sums it up for United yesterday, was their veteran defender Johnny Evans. After the game, the manager says he believes the club officers are still behind him, although he did say a lack of goals is now a real concern.
We always speak. We every week speak. So we have we are all on board together on one page. We know where we are working to. It's a long-term project and we have to keep improving the process. Now we proved 2 very tough away games and this is a team. And you show the togetherness, the spirit, but also the belief and the faith they have.
Chelsea drew with Nottingham Forest 1-1. Brighton came from 2-0 down to beat Tottenham 3-2. And the Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou called the side's performance the worst he's had since arriving at the club.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Not frustrated. I'm absolutely gutted with that. That's probably the worst defeat we've had since I've been here. Unacceptable second half. Just saying, we weren't anywhere near where we should be. Maybe we just got carried away with how we were going. That's part of the problem. Maybe things were travelling along too smoothly, and football and life will trip you up if you get too far ahead of yourself, and that's what it looked like to me in the second half. There's no message. You know, you've, like I said, it's a terrible loss for us, as bad as it gets, and there's only one way to fix it, and that's my responsibility.
Yeah, let's see what the response is there. In Scotland, Celtic came from behind to beat Ross County 2-1, so they maintain their 100% winning start to the season in the league. That, believe it or not, their first goal they've conceded in the league this season, scored by Ronan Hale, former Irish under 21 international, spot kick. His first attempt saved by Kasper Schmeichel, but the goalkeeper moved off his line before it was struck, so had to retake it, and he got it the second time around. Blue Stocking won the Prix de l'Arc Triomphe at Longchamp. The horse trained by Ralph Beckett and ridden by Irish jockey Ross O'Ryan, who's based in the UK. He's the first Irish jockey to win the big race since Mick Cannane in 2009, and we'll be talking to that very man a little bit later in the show. England beat New Zealand 49-31 to move a step closer to retaining the WXV1 title. They play Canada next, and a win there would seal the victory. Ireland still in contention for a second place, perhaps, if they beat the USA in their final game and the Canadians lose to England. Some bonus points at play there as well. Seamus Power tied for 11th at the Sanderson Farms Championship on the PGA Tour, and at the Dunhill Links, Shane Lowry finished strongly. He ended the event on 16 under par after a 66, tie for 12th. Paddy Carrington and Rory McIlroy were 14 under. Tyrrell Hatton won it on 24 under.